Showers and 14 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. The 110km/h speed limit will be reinstated on sections of the Ridock Highway, Carpenter Rocks Road and Claywells Road. The state and federally funded road safety package includes new audio tactile line marking and guideposts on all three roads, as well as funding a major roundabout upgrade of the Ridock Highway, Lucendale Road, Wimmera Highway intersection in Narracourt, and installing 55km of shoulder sealing on Claywells Road from Southern Ports Highway to Callendale Road. Wannan MP Dan Tehan says the Victorian government's decision to cease native forest harvesting by 2030 is disappointing. Existing timber supply agreements will extend until 2024. Logging in remaining old growth forests will cease immediately, protecting around 90,000 hectares. Mr. Tehan says the decision will not only impact those people directly employed by the native forest industry, but will affect regional communities and towns. As the Movember campaign continues, men across the southeast are being urged to take a more hands-on approach to their health. New research shows men are still taking a she'll-be-right approach. 3 in 4 Australian men don't always go to the GP when they have a health problem. The Foundation's Sam Gledhill says men shouldn't have to manage their health problems alone.
We wanted to understand men's attitudes towards seeing their GP. And our survey showed that 3 in 4 Australian men have not always gone to the GP when they've had a health problem. So that's the equivalent of millions of men who at some point in the past have potentially put their health at risk. The findings are very worrying and a real wake-up call to men.
And the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb returns to the Valley Lakes precinct today. 75 classic and clubman's only historic vehicles will be ascending the volcano in a race against the clock. It's ahead of Saturday and Sunday's racing, culminating in a top 20 shootout, determining the fastest 2- and 4-wheel drives. Adelaide's Dan Day's vying for his 4th straight King of the Mountain title. Motorsport legend Jim Richards will be on deck for photos and signatures. The third round of the Mount Gambier District Cricket Association continues this weekend. Panola and South Gambier will have 2-day rules applied to their 1-day game after their opening day was declared a washout. West Gambier resume at 2-for-30 against North Sportsmans, and East Gambier are none for 33, chasing Millell's 201. That's your latest news and sport.